China has joined the war on terrorism. Cooperating with Washington has helped to smooth the rocky relations of the last few years. Critics say it also has given Beijing an opportunity to crack down on its Muslim population in the northwestern province, Xinjiang. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from China's westernmost city, Kashgar.
For the most part, the dusty streets of Kashgar could be any city along the ancient Silk Road. Shoeless children with dirty faces scrabble around beside unpaved roads. A vendor with a goatee and a dirty green cap hawks flatbread for a couple of cents, and the pungent aroma of grilled mutton mixes with the dusty desert air. But Kashgar is not like other Muslim cities in Central Asia. Not far from the bazaar, a huge statue of Chairman Mao stands incongruously in the main square, reminding residents, if they need reminding, that Kashgar, just a few hundred miles from the Afghan border, is in China. Most of the locals hardly speak Chinese. They're ethnic Uyghurs, a Turkic group akin to many inhabitants of the Central Asian republics. There are only about 6 million of them in China, concentrated in the country's far northwest. A woman walks by, her head covered by a scarf, the top half of her body a picture of Muslim modesty. But look down and she's wearing a miniskirt. The Chinese Uyghurs' isolation from other Islamic countries further west has resulted in a relatively liberal Muslim faith. Many drink alcohol and practice the mystical brand of Islam called Sufism. Though there's little Chinese security evident on the streets, Uyghurs constantly complain that they're suppressed by the Chinese and their faith is controlled. Most chafe under Chinese rule but do little. A few take up arms and fight for an independent state of East Turkestan, free from Beijing's rule. It's dangerous for Uyghurs to talk to a foreign reporter about such issues, and most will not. But an earnest 21-year-old stall owner in the market called Abdu checks over his shoulder and decides to take the risk. He ducks inside a neighbor's home, once assured that only a short snatch of his voice will be used on air, and not his real name.
We can't get justice. The law is the weapon of justice, but it is in the hands of the Chinese. It's got worse since September 11. Many people have been arrested. Many men have shaved off their beards for fear of being seen as too Muslim.
Abdu says the clampdown, especially on the more conservative Muslims, has taken many other forms. Women have been forced to remove their head covering. High school children were forced to eat during Ramadan when they should be fasting, he says. There's no religious teaching of any sort allowed in the schools, and political education of Muslim leaders has been stepped up. Until the Chinese authorities recently began to jam it, Abdu listened to the Uyghur language service of Radio Free Asia, the news network funded by the U.S. Congress. And like many Uyghurs, he says he just wants to leave the country.
Only 1,000 Uyghurs a year are allowed to go on the pilgrimage to Mecca. The authorities are afraid we'll go there and our faith will become stronger and we'll come back and stir things up. But actually, many who go don't come back at all.
He says that September 11th has been a gift for the Chinese authorities in Beijing, providing them with a reason to clamp down further on Muslim discontent. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Qiyue in Beijing is adamant that the Chinese authorities are justified in their crackdown. She says there's a direct connection between Uyghur militants fighting for an independent East Turkestan and Osama bin Laden.
The East Turkestan terrorists have direct links with international terrorism. They received training from the Taliban, and they fought with them in Afghanistan. Attacking this group of East Turkestan terrorists is an important part of the international community's war on terrorism.
Uyghurs are known to be among those captured by U.S. forces with the Taliban in Afghanistan. But most people here in Kashgar say those people come from the small minority of extremists. Western diplomats in Beijing say they see no evidence inside China of the links to bin Laden the Chinese claim. The situation has put Washington in a bind, though. President Bush needs China on board in the war against terrorism. But human rights groups say that the U.S. has been muted in its criticism of Beijing's crackdown, despite the recent U.S. State Department human rights report, which emphasized the lack of religious freedom in Xinjiang. Amnesty International also recently issued a report saying some 3,000 people were detained in the crackdown between mid-September and the end of last year. The report says some have been sentenced to death and executed after summary trials. As the men of Kashgar file into the 600-year-old Idka Mosque for evening prayers, there doesn't seem to be much open talk about religion. But outside the mosque, a 35-year-old taxi driver who calls himself Zakir says many Muslims in Xinjiang are adopting Wahhabism, a more radical school of Islam prevalent in the Middle East.
A lot of people are turning to Wahhabism, though of course you can't say in public that they support it. Local police have begun to arrest anyone with a long beard who looks like they might be a Wahhabi. A lot of educated people think that Wahhabism is right.
When pressed, though, Zakir doesn't seem too clear about what exactly Wahhabism is. Diplomats in Beijing who are familiar with Xinjiang say what's happening there is more a form of protest theology rather than anything based on real theological understanding. And they say it's aimed at Beijing, not Washington. But tensions continue to increase in the region, fueled by a massive influx of Han Chinese from the east of the country. They've brought a rise in living standards, but as Zakir stops to eat some mutton noodles in a smoky roadside cafe, he says he's still resentful.
The Chinese government's moves to develop the west of the country are certainly having an impact. More and more Han Chinese people are coming and setting up factories here. We Uyghurs will have to work for them like slaves in their big companies.
As Beijing moves to quell such growing resentment, its policies could end up having the opposite effect and radicalizing a whole new generation of Chinese Muslims. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Kashgar, near the Chinese-Afghan border.